Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. Talking Cubs, talking Brewers. Nobody better to talk about both of those than Zach Zaidman from, the Cubs broadcast. 670 The Score down there in Chicago as well as they get set to take on the Brewers at Miller Park tonight. Zach, how you doing?
I've been better, but thank goodness there's a roof and this is the perfect day for indoor baseball with the conditions the way they are. So maybe things will heat up indoors tonight.
I had said that at the beginning of the season, you can look at the Cubs in two ways, that this offense is going to click and the starters are going to be good and kind of keep this bullpen pretty much for a while out of the mix, or it can go in a different direction and watch this bullpen begin to falter, not throw strikes, and the starters aren't doing what they're supposed to do, regardless of what the hitters do. And it's kind of taken that turn early on. We've watched the bullpen falter more often than not. It's early in the season, but I get the sense listening to fans down in Chicago, there's a lot of people ready to jump off bridges.
I think there's a little bit of panic taking place down in Chicago, but I do think it's important to remember that it is a long season. And if this happens during the middle of June, it's not as big of a deal as, say, when it happens to start the season and the narrative heading into the year was that October begins in March. Sense of urgency, purpose, passion, whatever you want to talk about starting the season. But baseball's a funny game that way. And to go inside the numbers and just elaborate on what you were just talking about, Cubs are off to a 1-5 start. It's their worst start since 2012, and that's before this magical run that the Cubs have been on started with Joe Maddon and company. The bullpen has an ERA of nearly 10 with 19 walks allowed in 21 and a third innings. Overall, the pitching staff has pitched 49 and a third innings, 46 runs allowed, 61 hits, 41 walks. Those numbers generally will not help you win games on a regular basis. But I think that the offense has been stabilized. That was the big question coming into the season, is whether or not the Cubs could rejuvenate an offense that down the stretch last season was non-existent for a variety of different reasons. And I think the biggest one was the fact that Chris Bryant was banged up. So the offense to me has been what you would expect it to be with a healthy Chris Bryant in the lineup. The Cubs are without their closer, Brandon Morrow, who continues to recover from offseason elbow surgery, probably not back until May. And it's been a struggle because most of the time the starters haven't gone deep into the games with the exception of John Lester. And then that puts an awful lot of pressure on your bullpen, which is already banged up. You had a lot of guys who didn't have an opportunity to have full opportunities in spring training because they were dealing with injuries. And it's reared its ugly head over the first week of the baseball season.
When we were down in spring training, I'm over at Cubs Park, and I'm listening to a lot of the interviews. And these guys, man, it seemed like they had a refocus. Like, they got slapped in the face at home by the Brewers. This isn't going to happen. We're not going to allow this. We're coming back with a vengeance. And then they got a big win against Texas to start the season, haven't won a ball game since. Has this deflated the balloon?
I think that they're two separate things that you have to look at. There's the fan base and then what's actually happening behind closed doors with the team. And I think you're talking about veteran players. The championship core from 2016 is still here. So I don't think there's panic, but I do think there is an understanding that and Jed Hoyer, the general manager of the team, was on station yesterday. And basically what he said was, for help on the outside, this has to be on fixing this from within. And I think there's an understanding that you have to go about your business to just fix it from within. The good news is, if you're going to try and start to reboot, I think the perfect guy is on the mound for the Cubs tonight, and that's Jose Quintana. I don't have to tell you what he's done against the Brewers over the course of his career, 6-2, an ERA of 1.62, but including last year where he was very effective against them. I think that's what you have to go back to basics and do the things that have made you successful over the years, which means a good quality from your starter, giving the bullpen a little bit of a cushion with run support, and then hope that you're able to shorten the number of guys that you use in the pen, where you can use the guys that you can rely on for success.
How long has it been? How long does it feel? Because you guys started on the road in Texas, then you went to Atlanta, then you're here at Miller Park. Now, I know Cubs fans are going to be flocking here because this is kind of like their own, you know, kind of opening day away from home, so to speak, for a lot of Cubs fans that get a chance to see them. But you guys haven't even been home yet. I mean, this has to seem like forever for you.
Yeah, but that's what happened last year. And I think that resulted in a little bit of a slow start for the Cubs last season. There was a lot that happened a year ago. They started on a 10-day road trip. Same deal this year. It's just something that you become accustomed to. You know, I thought, at least at the beginning of the year, because you're going down to Texas where the weather should be friendly, same deal with Atlanta, and then you play indoors up here, that that would help the hitters. And it has. I think what's been surprising is the fact that the bullpen hasn't come out the way it... There'd be some issues on it. What's transpired over the first week has been disheartening.
Hey, the stuff with Joe Maddon, now I'm listening, you know, again, I pay attention to a lot of what you guys are talking about. I know that Joe... There was some discussion about Theo and bringing in Mark Loretta, and that some guys felt like it was Theo's guy and it's not Joe's guy, and that there could be this tension in the clubhouse, like there's a spy in there, and Theo wants to make his presence more known, and they could be undermining Joe Maddon's authority. I mean, all of that being said, is there just, because you know what a clubhouse feels like. You know when there's a good one, when you know when there's camaraderie. We can just go to the Brewers clubhouse and see what's going on. It's like a big family in there, and everybody's kind of one for all for one, including Craig Counsell. Is it that way right now in Chicago, or is this still this feeling out period where people aren't sure what's what right now?
I think there's frustration based on the start. But I do think that, you know, this is a group that's been together for a very long time. That's averaged 97 wins over the last 4 years. The Cubs have won more games than any team in baseball since 2015. So I think there's an understanding that they'll weather this storm. They feel they're a very good team, you know, offensively. Some of the biggest names in baseball stack that lineup, whether it's Chris Bryan, Javier Baez, Anthony Rizzo, and I can go on and on, Wilson Contreras. And then from a rotation standpoint, I think if they can get Yu Darvish going, and he's had a couple of bumpy starts to begin this season after dealing with the arm issues that he had last year. But if they can get him going with Cole Hamels here for a full season, you know what John Lester can do, as well as Kyle Hendricks, that the rotation can be among the best in baseball when it's right. So I think if you can get that going and just go back to what's made you effective over the last few years, I believe the Cubs are not a team it's going to panic, despite the fact that they're off to a 1-5 start so early on in the year.
Zach, always good to chat with you. It should be an interesting one down at the ballpark this weekend, and I'm sure this is kind of like the unofficial home opener for the Cubs, so I know Cubs fans are going to try to come north and infiltrate this place. It should be interesting after what the Brewers did last year. I'm anxious to see the start tonight, buddy.
Me too. It should be fun.
Absolutely. There you go. Appreciate it, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
See you, Zach. There you go. Zach Zabin on the Cubs broadcast, the pre and the post, does a couple of innings as well with the guys in the booth. Always enjoy talking to him, and he's right. I mean, Quintana's been the guy that's been kind of the Brewer killer, so if they're going to get off to a good start, it's going to be with Quintana coming up tonight.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.